圣经就是以斯拉记。
Let us return to the scripture, the book of Ezra.
第五章
Chapter 5,
第一节
Verse 1.
那时先知哈该和以多的孙子撒加利亚奉以色列神的名向犹大和耶路撒冷的犹大人说劝勉的话。
Now the prophets Haggai and Zechariah, son of Iddo, prophesied to the Jews who were in Judah and Jerusalem in the name of the God of Israel who was over them.
于是撒拉铁的儿子所罗巴伯和约沙达的儿子耶稣亚都起来动手建造耶路撒冷神的殿，有神的先知在那里帮助他们。
Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, and Jeshua, son of Jozadak, set out to rebuild the house of God in Jerusalem, and with them were the prophets of God helping them.
然后第六章
Chapter 6,
第十五节
Verse 15.
大力王第六年亚达月初三日，这殿修成了。
And this house was finished on the third day of the month of Adar.In the sixth month of the reign of King Darius.
我想我们圣经暂时就读这么多。
So we'll do stop our reading for now.
我们说过，刚才我们所读这段圣经乃是旧约五卷恢复书卷里面一卷。
We mentioned before that this book is one of the five books of recovery in the Old Testament.
这里告诉我们说，以色列人曾经被掳到巴比伦去。
From here, we learn that the Israelites were once taken captive to Babylon.
神怎么带领他们回到耶路撒冷？
And how God led them back to the city of Jerusalem.
然后怎样重建圣殿？
And how they were able to rebuild the temple.
但是里面有了一些的曲折，就是一度这个圣殿停工了。
However, something went on to the effect that the rebuilding work was stopped.
然后神兴起了两位先知，一个叫哈该，还有一个叫撒加利亚。
And at this time, God raised up two prophets. One is Haggai, the other Zechariah.
哈该是老人，撒加利亚是年轻人。
Haggai was an elderly prophet, and Zechariah was a younger man.
结果，我们最后看见神的殿终于完成了。
And with their encouragement, we find that the temple.Was eventually finished.
神把以色列人带回来的目的就是希望在原来的根基上圣殿能够重建起来。
The purpose of God returning the people to the land was so that they can rebuild the temple and rebuild the city of Jerusalem.
这是以斯拉记。
Now that was the book of Ezra.
但是最后要把神的城重建起来。
And in the end, they were to rebuild even the city.
那就是尼希米记。
And that was recorded in the book of Nehemiah.
那这些历史事实上乃是用图画来说出将来的一些预言。
And this history is really prophetic in nature.
告诉我们说将来教会所要经过的种种。
Tells us what the church would go through in the future.
我们这几天聚在一起就是一同来看教会的复兴史。
And these few days, we're here to review What has occurred in church history?
神怎样借着马丁路德、加尔文、慈辉利，就好像神当初使用所罗巴伯、耶稣一样，怎样把神的百姓、属天的百姓带回到耶路撒冷
？And how God used men such as Martin Luther, Zwingli, and Calvin was similar to how He used Jeshua and Zerubbabel.
但是历史告诉我们，大概经过一百年以后，那个工作好像停止了。
Now, we learn from history, about 100 years after Reformation, that work of recovery was stopped.
你看见教会现在什么都是对的，但是一切都是死的。
You find that in the church, everything was right, but dead.
不知道为什么生命漏掉了。
For whatever reason, divine life was missing.
不知道为什么人在教会里面找不到他的实际。
And we don't know why there is no reality, spiritual reality.
所以我们要一同来复习一下到底当初圣灵很明显的工作怎么后来大概经过一百年以后慢慢慢慢的就衰微了慢慢慢慢就枯竭了
And so we want to understand for what reason was the work began to wane about 100 years after the Reformation
所以昨天晚上我们讲到清教徒的故事
Last night, we talked about the story of the Puritans.
我们对清教徒有一些的误会。
And we have some misunderstanding of them.
尤其如果我们从美国的角度来认识清教徒的话。
Especially if we learn of them from the American perspective.
当然他们是非常敬虔的一般人。
True.They were very pious.
你看这些人不喝酒，不抽烟，也不喝酒，也不到戏院去。
They do not drink, nor smoke, nor go to theaters.
你会发现他们对于自己的儿女管教得非常的严谨。
And they are very strict with bringing up children.
他们自己不爱世界，他们也希望他们的儿女不爱世界。
And they love not the world, and they desire their children to do the same.
所以到他们孩子刚刚生下来没有多久，然后就用神的话来教导他们。
And when the children were young, they taught the children with God's word.
那他们有一个习惯，就是不光叫他们儿女零零碎碎地背一些圣经，他们是希望他们能一卷一卷的，或者很长篇大论，能把神的话把它记下来。
And one of their custom was to help their children recite major segments or even books of the Bible.
那么有许多很有名的清教徒。
Now there are many prominent Puritans.
John Bunyan 就是约翰本人就是其中一个。
John Bunyan was one of them.
我们知道说他写了很有名的一本书叫做《天路历程》。
And we know one of his most famous writing, The Pilgrim's Progress.
曾经有一度除了圣经之外最畅销的书就是天路历程。
At one point in time, that book was the most read book beside the Bible.
可以说每一个基督徒几乎除了圣经之外没有不读天路历程的。
And almost every Christian read that book outside of the Bible.
所以我们知道在教会历史里面出了好多好多很有名的清教徒。
And from history,There are many, many prominent Christians who were Puritans.
我们知道说就是这些清教徒就逃到了美国。
And among them, a number fled to the Americas.
他们受了许多的逼迫。
They were persecuted.
他们在英国站不住脚了。
And they could no longer stay in England.
就逃到荷兰去。
And they fled to Holland.
逃了荷兰又站不住脚，他们就逃到了美国。
And then from there, they couldn't stay and came on to America.
我们起初不知道为什么哥伦布要发现新大陆。
And we didn't quite understand why Columbus wanted to find this new land.
其实神老早就为着这些忠心于他的人预备了一条路。
Actually, God already prepared a place for these faithful saints.
在英国，在欧洲没有路的时候，结果神就给他们开了一条路，他们千里迢迢的。就抛井离乡，终于到了这块新的大陆。
And when there was no place that could contain them, God prepared a place for them to go.
那个时候，除了印第安人之外，就是他们了。
And besides the native Indians, you have the Puritans.
所以我们看见了这些人就在废墟里面，从荒芜一片，什么也没有，他们做垦荒的工作。然后呢，他们终于下来了，终于这个。他们终于住下来了。
And they settled in a complete, in complete wilderness.
他们向来在日内瓦就是很注意教育的。
Now, they learned from, the system in Geneva. They pay much attention to education.
所以他们来到这块地，他们也非常注意教育。
And they pay much attention when they came to this country.
我们现在所知道的常春学 Ivy League School。
And for example, the Ivy League colleges,
schools, universities. 你看这些 Ivy League 学校，你看你说最早的时候，就是这一班弟兄们把他们建立起来。
And you find that these Ivy League universities were founded by these brethren.
那个时候，这些的校长们都是最爱主、最属灵的一班的人。
And the school principals of that time.Were the most devoted Christians.
现在为什么美国总统选总统的总统宣誓就职的时候一定要把手按在圣经上
？And why, do the president, have to put their hand on the Bible when they are inaugurated?
你知道当初这个国家建立以前，贝州不知道有多少的祷告，不知道他们觉得我们在美国在英国失去了自由，但是现在我们在这能够自由敬拜主了。
And can you imagine?The prayers that went behind the founding of the nation, how they treasured the freedom that they have received.
所以我们知道今天美国的种种 神这样祝福美国，我们知道和这一班的先祖们有很大的关系。
And we have to say that the way God has blessed America is very much related to these founding fathers.
当初他们是一些基督徒，是一些清教徒。
And indeed, back then they were the Puritans or the Christians.
所以他们根据圣经的价值，把这个国家建立起来以后。
And they established this nation based on biblical values.
那么那些法律当然是根据圣经的价值。
And the laws and ordinances were based on based on biblical values.
因为这些清教徒们，他们到了主日的时候，他们就什么都不做。
Now these Puritans on Sunday, they would not do anything.
结果你看见他们就把基督徒的习惯和基督徒他们在主面前的心愿，他们就把它立成了法律。
And so they brought their desire and Christian customs and made them into law.
所以你看见所有的人，你看见礼拜天都不做事。
And gradually you find that all men do not do any work on Sunday.
所以现在你看见美国就像苏格兰一样。
And today, America is very much like Scotland.
现在美国就像是当初日内瓦一样。
And America is very much like Geneva.
你看整个的世界就被福音把它就好像就受了整个福音的影响。
And you find the whole world influenced by the gospel.
世界福音化了，是指着每一个人都是基督徒。
And the world evangelized, meaning that everyone becomes a Christian.
世界教会化了，是证明说还有很多人还没有信。
The world Christianized means that they are still non-believers.
不过他们的法律乃是圣经里面，从圣经里面导出来的法。
But their laws or constitution are based on biblical values.
那这就是我们今天所说的基督教的国家。
And this is what we call a Christian nation.
那最早基督国家的那个雏形是从日内瓦开始。
But the original blueprint of this kind of nation came from Geneva.
我们说日内瓦是基督徒的城市。
We call Geneva the city of Christians.
但是不是每个人都是基督徒。
But not everyone in that city were Christians.
这是基督教的城市。
And so it's a Christianized city.
那么到了苏格兰，你看见这一个是个基督教的国家。
And when you come to Scotland, it's a Christianized country.
你到了英国，这也是基督教的国家。
And same thing with England.
但是你要看见英王是怎么倾向的。
But you have to see how the monarch.
如果这英王他们在那里趋向 Roman Catholic, 信仰罗马教的话。
And if the monarch favors the Roman Church,
结果我们说这个是个罗马教的国家。
And it is a nation of under the papal.
等到这个英王倾向福音的时候，那你要说这个是基督教的国家。
Under the papal authority, and when the monarch leans toward the Christians, then it becomes a Christian nation.
所以等到这些清教徒来到美国以后。
And when the Puritans came to this country,
大家现在眼睛都看得很清楚。
And so we see clearly,
这个乃是基督教的国家。
And this is a Christianized country.
那因着这个缘故，
And because of this,
你看见不光是那些人受逼迫的在这里得到了保护。
And not only the persecuted found a place of refuge,
你看见犹太人也得到了保护。
You also find the Jews having a place of refuge.
所以神应许亚伯拉罕。
And God promised Abraham,
凡祝福你的我要祝福。
And I will bless those who bless you.
凡咒诅你的我要咒诅。
And I will curse those who curses you.
所以我们知道为什么这个国家受祝福。
And that's why we understand why this nation was blessed.
有一个原因。
And one of the main
reasons, 就是你看见的的确确当世界犹太人受逼迫的时候。
Is when all the world were persecuting the Jews.
尤其那个时候，在苏联也好，最早当希特勒逼迫犹太人的时候。
And especially early times in Russia or in Germany.
你看，很多人就逃到了美国，很多人就逃到了纽约。
And you find that many of the Jews fled to America to New York.
现在，如果你住在纽约的话
，Today if you live in New York,
只要犹太人过节，所有人都过节。
And everybody would take part. Would actually
enjoy. 犹太人过节，所有的小朋友们都放假。
The Jewish festivals, and it actually become a holiday for everybody.
所以我们就知道这一切都和最早你看神怎么样把清教徒带到这个国家来。
And tracing back, we see that this has much to do with how God led the Puritans to this country.
那么不信的朋友们对于新主教的新教徒的概观念是什么呢？
Now, how about the non-believers? What are their concept or perception of
the Puritans? 那当然，这些人是不抽烟、不喝酒、不看电影、不这样不那样的。
And for them, these people missed out on a lot of fun.
所以讲到清教徒的时候，他们的架构当然就指着这些人是非常古板的，他们是非常照着圣经的这里面的教训在那教导他们的儿女，他们也自己在那怎样过他们的生活。
And hence to the non-believers, this group of people were ultra-conservative. They lived their life according to the Bible and so on.
那昨天下午晚上，我想我们很清楚的给大家解释清楚，到底清教徒是怎么回事的。
And I think last night, we saw clearly who were the Puritans.
我们可以说清教徒乃是只相信一本书的人。
And the Puritans, they only believed in one book.
They are the people of the book. 他们是相信一本书的人。
And they were the people of one book.
不要忘记，这个形容在历史上是一直形容犹太人。
But you have to understand that description, previously in history was only used to designate the Jews.
我们知道的犹太人是有名的一般的子民，他们只有一本书。
The Jews were famous, was famous people, people of one book.
而且法利赛人就是把什么所有的事情都分别出来，就是要遵守那本书上的教训。
And the Pharisees, they separate themselves from everything in order to observe what was on the book.
现在你看见说，不只是法利赛人是如此。
And today, not only the Pharisees were like that.
你看见他们绝对是照着旧约的圣经来做。
The Pharisees were faithful to the letter to the Old Testament.
结果你发现所谓的清教徒。
And then the Puritans.
他们心中只有一本圣经。
And they also had one book only.
他们相信这本圣经让他们怎样的过教会的生活。
And they felt that this book shows them how to live the church life.
也怎样的过个人的生活。
And how to live the individual life.
他们一生从诞生一直到坟墓。
And from their birth to death.
这是他们常常喜欢讲的话。
And this is something they like to talk about.
你知道有一些话常常是有一般的人常常讲的，比方说清教徒人，他们最喜欢就是 from the birth to the grave. 从你生下来一直到死。
There are favorite phrases that were used by a special group of people. For the Puritans, they like to always talk about from birth to grave.
你看见基督徒生活的种种，没有一样不是照着圣经。
And you find that their lives was strictly according to what's in the scripture.
今天他们问说，这是不是圣经说的？
And they, today we ask whether this is biblical or not.
圣经有的，我们就相信，就跟随。
And if it's in the Bible, we'll follow.
圣经没有的，我们就不相信。
If it's not in the Bible, then we will not follow.
他们认为音乐是属于世界的。
To them, they felt that music is from the world.
文艺是属于世界的。
The arts are from the world.
小说是属于世界的。
Novels are from the world.
所以他们觉得基督徒今天不是不能唱歌，但你只能唱圣经里面的诗篇。
And they feel that Christians, they can only sing the Psalms in the Bible.
他们的世界就是圣经的世界。
Their world is the world of the Bible.
他们让圣经成为最高的权威，成为最高的法庭。
And they gave the Scripture the ultimate authority.
所以在他们的心中，神的话是拥有最高最高的地位。
And hence God's word had the highest place in their lives.
你如果到他们中间去聚会的话
，And if you go and meet with them,
他们中间的聚会的特点是什么呢
？And what is the characteristic of their meetings?
他们每次传信息的时候都是很长很长的信息。
And every time when they give the message, it's going to be very very long.
不是一个钟头就完了，常常两个钟头、三个钟头的。
And it's never 1 hour. It's often 2 or 3 hours long.
他们，你知道，小朋友从一生下来没有到从一生慢慢长大的，他们习惯上就是要听着又长又长篇大论的讲道。
And the children growing up used to, accustomed to listening to long sermons.
你如果读他们写的东西
，And when you read their writings,
你知道，有很多很多书你都可以读的。
And you can read a lot.
但读清教徒的书啊，你需要约伯的忍耐才可以。
But to read the writings of Puritans, you need the patience of Job.
他们的东西实在很丰富的。
And indeed, their writings are very rich.
你看他们的诗篇一百十九篇可以写这么厚的一本书。
And they can write a thick book on Psalm 119.
他们讲希伯来书可以四千页那么久，那么多，那么长，四千页一本大书。
And to talk about Hebrews, they can write a 4,000-page book.
弟兄姊妹，一点都没有错。这个作者叫做欧文。如果你要研究希伯来书的话，那全历史教会历史上这个最大的一个巨著就是欧文写。欧文就是清教徒。
And indeed, one of the greatest writing by John Owen is his commentary on Hebrews.
我每次读清教徒的书，但很少把它读完的。
And every time when I begin to read their writing, usually I don't finish.
人家都说我是书虫，我喜欢读书，拿了书就放不下。
Everybody calls me a bookworm because I can never drop.
但是他们的书啊，很快你就放下。
But their book, very quickly you will put them down.
那个讲道真是讲道，那是头头是道。哦，这个道实在是讲得好。
And they can really preach a sermon.
但那个道啊，干得不得了。但是你要很大的忍耐，你才能把它看完。
They're very long, very good, but very dry. You need some great patience.
那起初我以为只有我自己是这样。
Now initially, I thought I was the only one.
所以有一次我站在江弟兄，我就问江弟兄，你对于这个清教徒的这个著作的印象是什么？
And so one time I asked Brother Kong, I said, what is your impression of the Puritan writings?
那江立勇他一点都不做作，他说我每次读清教徒书时我就没有忍耐。
And he was very forthright and he said, I often lose my patience when I read their writings.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗？这个清教徒你听他讲到就长得不得了的。
And so the Puritans, their sermons are very, very long.
你知道现在很有名，最近很有名那个清教徒现代。很有名的新教徒就是 Dr. Lloyd Jones 就是中马天
And there is a contemporary prominent Puritan that is Dr. Martin Lloyd Jones
你看见他的他你看他是 Campbell Morgan 的继承人
Now he succeeded Campbell Morgan
Campbell Morgan 是他的特点是四福音
The characteristic or the specialty of Campbell Morgan was on the four gospels
四福音都给 Campbell Morgan 讲光了他的继承人就没有东西可以讲
And since he exhausted all the four gospels, his successor had nothing to talk about.
所以你讲四福音，我就讲保罗书信。
And so he decided to, Martin Lloyd-Jones decided to talk about the letters of Paul.
不要忘记啊，这个中马田是个心脏病、心脏科的医生。
Now don't forget, Dr. Martin Lloyd-Jones was a specialist with the heart.
而且是皇家的心脏大夫。
And he was a physician.For the royal family.
他必要的是要替英国皇帝开心的。
And if necessary, he has to open up or operate on the heart of the king.
这个不是指着说笑话说，这是真的替他开心脏说。
Now this is not just joking. This is for real.
所以我们知道这样的弟兄被主得着。
And this brother was gained by the Lord.
那感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
他几乎可以说是现代的清教徒。
And he is a contemporary Puritan.
你知道他写了一本书叫做 Puritan, 就是讲清教徒。
And he wrote a book titled The Puritans.
他认为第一个清教徒是 John Knox.
And he find that the first Puritan was John Knox.
他认为真正的清教徒，真正能代表清教徒精神的 number one, 那是 John Knox, 那毫无疑问的。
And the number one person that can represent the spirit of the Puritans was John Knox.
所以如果你要找到今天一个人能够把清教徒把它解释得清楚。
And so if you want to find someone who can explain the Puritans well,
我想很少人像周马田一样。
I think very few can explain as well as Lloyd Jones.
但是如果你听他讲这个以弗所书或者罗马书。
But if you listen to when he talks about Ephesians or Romans,
你现在都有他的全集的
and you have the complete set of commentaries.
然后你看见放在你的书架里面是很长很长的。
And you find that his commentaries are huge.
所以弟兄们，这是清教徒的特点。
And that was the characteristic of the Puritans.
你读他的书，你读他的解经都在那里讲到。
And their commentaries were like sermons.
他不光是解释这件事情怎么讲。
They not only explain everything in a particular verse.
这个清教徒特点就是讲了那段时间他就发挥起来了，哦，好长好长。
And the characteristic is that they can use that verse as a stepping stone to go on and on.
那在这个以前还有一个很有名的人就是 Spurgeon， 就是斯布珍。
And before Lloyd Jones, we have Spurgeon.
那斯布珍的讲道也是典型的清教徒的讲道。
And his sermons are also typical Puritan sermons.
那你看见斯布珍的思想真的很丰富，很丰富。
And you find that indeed his mind is very broad.
所以不要忘记，这是教会的财产。
So do not forget that these are the heritage for the church.
神兴起马丁路德加尔文以后，
after the Lord raised up Luther and Calvin,
是谁把这些福音真理把它发扬光大的？
Who were the ones that spread abroad the gospel, the truth of the gospel?
你看见说这个就是这些的请教。
And that was taken up by the Puritans.
不要忘记。我们说的清教徒还不只是在生活上好像比别人都清洁。
Now, when we talk about Puritans, it does not mean that they are better than other people in terms of.
他们关心神的教会。
And in terms of personal life, but they truly cared for God's church.
他们知道说教会落到巴比伦去。
They understood that the church was exiled in Babylon.
现在他们回到了耶路撒冷。
Now they have returned to Jerusalem.
现在他们要从废墟里面把神的教会重建。
And it was their responsibility to rebuild the church out of the rubble.
他们读圣经。
And hence they studied the scripture.
他们看不见当饼和被祝福的时候就变成基督身体和基督的血。
And they did not see how the cup and the bread would become the blood and flesh of Christ.
所以当饼被传到你面前，他没有理由为什么你要跪下来。
And hence when they receive the bread or the cup, they find no reason to kneel.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见没？因为这个缘故，他们要用圣经来对对看教会应该是什么样子。
And for this reason, they measure the church with what they learned from the scripture.
属乎巴比伦的我们要拒绝。
Everything that comes from Babylon, we will reject.
大家还记得亚干的罪吗？
You remember the sin of Achan?
你看有的时候只是巴比伦一件衣服。
And sometimes it is only a garment from Babylon.
清教徒乃是对主最彻底、最忠心的一派。
The Puritans were the most devoted and most faithful to God's word.
他们不能容忍加这个巴比伦的一件衣服。
They could not tolerate anything from Babylon, even a piece of garment.
巴不得今天清教徒的精神仍旧能在神的儿女。
And how we pray the spirit of the Puritans will live on in God's children today.
你看，今天教会已经向世界投降。
Because today the church has compromised with the world.
今天世界已经向巴比伦投降了。
And they have compromised with Babylon.
有的时候，你看见慢慢教会又回到巴比伦去。
And gradually and slowly, the church will return to Babylon.
如果我们读一读清教徒的故事，我们就觉得非常的惭愧。
And when we read the stories of the Puritans, we are ashamed. We're put to shame.
他们受尽了许多的逼迫。
Because they really paid the price.
他们跑到美国来。
When they came to this country,
就证明说他们受了许多的逼迫。
First of all, it showed that they went through much persecution.
我们昨天说过，他们做梦。
And yesterday we mentioned that they had the dream.
他们希望有一天神能够转整个的局面。
And they prayed that one day God would turn the whole situation around.
现在证明那个梦没有实现。
And today we know that dream never came true.
今天的英格兰教会、安利甘教会仍旧是国家教会。
And even today, Anglican Church is still the National Church of England.
它的制度仍旧是主教的制度。
And its customs is still that of the bishop.
你看见说清教徒的梦没有实现。
And you find that the dream of the Puritan never came to
fruition. 虽然如此，
even
他们还是做梦。
But still, they had that dream.
做了八十年的梦。
And they dreamt for 84 years.
终于有一天，你看见这个国家的会议里，议会里面愿意了。
To the day when they had the majority in the House of Parliament.
他们愿意了，皇帝不愿意。
Even though they had the majority, the king was reluctant.
结果内战就开始了。
And civil war broke out.
这些人为着主的缘故。
And for the Lord's sake.
他们一手拿着圣经，他们一手拿着枪就到战场去了。
One hand with the scripture, the other hand with sword, they went into battle.
但是他们仍旧不忘记在打仗的时候。
As they were in battle.
在最激烈的他们打仗。
And when they were fighting,
然后结果呢？等到他们不打仗，他们就读他们的圣经，与主有交通，在那里祷告，他们唱诗篇，等等等等。
And when there's no action, they would read the scripture, sing hymns, and pray, and so on.
弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？为着一个更尊贵的目标
，for a noble cause，
他们最不愿意的是他们在那里做。
The things that they hated the most, they were doing it.
他们知道说，如果你读山上教训的话，
they know that if you read the Sermon on the Mount,
有些话他做不下去的。
There are things that they couldn't do.
但是因为有一个观念在他们的里面，已经把它框框架住了。
But because they were framed by this preconception that they had.
因为他们从来，他们就觉得，因为日内瓦太成功了。
They felt that because of the success of Geneva,
虽然没有每一个人都信主
even though not everyone became a Christian,
大部分的人信主
at least the majority were Christian.
市政府许多人都信主
many in governmental offices were Christians.
市议会里面多半的都信主
many in the legislature were Christians.
现在你投票的话，你看大家都赞成的
and when people vote,all the Christians will agree.
所以现在你看见一个基督教的城市起来了。
You find a Christian city.
然后现在你看见苏格兰一个基督教的国家起来了。
And then later you find Scotland a Christian nation.
他们说这些东西都是可以实行的。
They felt that these are things that can put into practice.
所以他们认为说今天福音传到哪里，然后你看见说这个世界就可以改变过来了。
They felt that the world can be changed when the gospel gets proclaimed.
然后到了一个时候，主耶稣就回来了。
And then, to some point in time, the Lord Jesus would come back.
所以很自然，他们就相信说，千禧年乃是等到主耶稣乃是已经在地上了。
Naturally, they felt that. The millennial kingdom is already here.
你看那个思想仍旧古早教会早期教会的思想。
And that was the thought from the early church.
你看罗马教怎样在地上有一个大的帝国。
How the Roman church felt that they can have a huge empire.
现在在路在德国你可以找到路德会。
Today in Germany you can find the Lutherans.
然后在苏格兰你有个苏格兰教会。
In Scotland there is a national church of
Scotland. 英国有英国的教会。
And then England has her own church.
现在你看见现在整个的国家就用圣经的价值那么来治理那个国家。
An entire nation is governed by the principle set in the scripture.
那么现在你看见神的话能影响了。
And you can see the influence of God's word.
那么这个不是像旧约里面的光景吗？
This is not like the condition in the Old Testament.
你看见旧约里面很明显的神与大卫同在，神与所罗门同在，你看见吗？
Clearly, God was with David and Solomon.
结果你看见说有的是有征战的时候，你看见以色列人就在那征战了，神与他们同在，结果就打了胜仗。
And God was with the Israelites, and they go into battle and they win.
所以因为这个缘故，他们就把旧约里面的种种就搬到新约里面来了。
For this reason, they brought all the stuff from the Old Testament to today.
他们觉得自己所在的地位就好像旧约的以色列人的地位一样。
They felt that they were just like the Jews of the Old Testament.
现在神把以色列人放在一边，结果神把教会放在那个位置上。
God set aside the people of Israel, and now His focus is on the church.
以色列人拿枪，现在必要为了自卫的缘故，现在皇帝要打过来了，要把整个这些东西压下去了，所以我们要起来自卫。所以你看见这些清教徒，他们就拿着枪，他们就去打仗去。
Israel could go into battle.Today, they feel that for self-defense, they could also take up arms and go into battle.
皇军是正规的军队，他们可以说是农夫们或者是学徒们，他们可以说这个土法炼钢，然后草草成军的一个军队。
The army of the king were professionals. These were peasants.
那个结果可以预期的是鸡蛋碰石头。
It is rather predictable. It is like hitting a stone with an egg.
结果是神的怜悯。
However, by the mercy of the Lord,
这些清教徒打了胜仗。
The Puritans actually won in the battle.
那果然有一段很长的时间。
Indeed, for a period of time,
在英国的历史上没有皇帝。
That there was no king on the throne.
有的人称它做共和时期。
And they call that, some call that period the Republic.
那结果就在那段时间里面。
And during that time,
事实上乃是军事独裁。
It was a dictatorship by the military.
结果谁是那个独裁者呢？就是 Oliver Cromwell.
And Oliver Cromwell was the dictator of that time.
他是最有名最有名的一个农夫，也是最有名最有名的一个清教徒。
He was the most famous Puritan and the most famous peasant.
结果你看见他就你所有本来受逼迫的，因为他在位的缘故，结果你看见这个基督徒就享受了一段不是很长，但是最自由的时间。
Because of him, the Puritans or the, and the Christians were not persecuted. They can have rest.
但很可惜，好梦不长，好景不长。大概到了1660年的时候，结果又有皇帝出现。
Unfortunately, the dream did not last. In about 1660, the royal family came back.
所以这证明说。
So this shows us.
新教徒是做了梦的。
The Puritans indeed had a dream.
但这个梦从来没有实现。
But that dream never came to fruition.
虽然他们用了人的办法。
Now they used methods of men.
虽然他用了政治的办法。
They used ways, political.
最后为着保护整个的局面，他们也拿了枪了，拿了刀了。
And for whatever reason, for the reason that they had, they picked up arms.
他们不愿意做的事，他们也做了。
And they did what they were unwilling to do.
他们要说我们做的是痛苦的，我们做的是不得已的。
And the things that they did, they couldn't help.
但是我们不这样做的话，那所有的通通没有了，所有通通不见了。
Because if they did not take up arms, they would lose everything.
但是弟兄姊妹，经过了大概就是十几二十年不到那一段的好的时光，最后你看见又回到原来的情形。
And you find that within a couple of decades, the condition reverted.
结果证明说，当初那些 separatists, 那些 dissenters, 那些异议者，他们反而是对的。
And in the end, the dissenters were proven to be right.
你永远不可能改造巴比伦。
It is never possible to improve Babylon.
神对住在巴比伦里面的人说，我的民啊，你们应当从他们中间出来。
Because the Lord calls His people to come out of Babylon.
所以弟兄姊妹，所有违反圣经一个基本定律的。
And all those who go against the basic principles of the scripture.
圣经里面有几个重要的定律。
There are a few most important principles.
有的时候有人的办法，我们也成就了一些事。
Sometimes by the man's hand, we can still accomplish certain things.
但是巴比伦永远是巴比伦。
But Babylon is forever Babylon.
我们试着要扭转个整个的局面，根本是不可能的。
If we desire to change Babylon with our own hands, that's not possible.
但这段故事还是很感动人的故事。
However, the story is truly moving.
因为他们的光受了一点的限，有几个盲点的缘故。
And they received great light, although they had a few blind spots.
因为他们不明白说，他们看不见说。当初这个教会世界化了，是与世界联合。
They did not see that the church heathenized is actually joined with the world.
那么今天世界教会化了，也是与世界联合。
And today, the nation Christianized is still you still have that marriage.
你看见这两样东西不可能在一起。
Now these two things could never be together.
这是一个非常非常重要的原则。
This is a very important principle.
我们说过，叫水船可以在水里，水不能在船。
We mentioned that the boat can be in the water, but the water can never be in the boat.
教会可以在世界里面，但是世界不能在教会里面。
The church can be in the world, but the world can never come into the church.
世界一进到教会里面，你看见迟早一天这个船一定要沉的。
Because if the world enters into the church, that boat will sink.
你如果不相信，你做实验的话，最后你看见很清楚，很清楚。
And if you don't believe me, you can do an experiment. You will find that to be true.
弟兄姊妹
brothers and
但是因为他们根据过去的经验
，but because they had prior examples.
你看见，如果你讲恢复的话
，when you talk about recovery,
恢复当然是恢复到耶路撒冷。
Of course, we want to return to Jerusalem.
那么什么叫耶路撒冷呢？
What does it mean by Jerusalem?
对他们来说，耶路撒冷就是日内瓦。
To them, Jerusalem was Geneva.
你看我们蒙了多少的祝福。
You see how much blessing we have.
我们受了多少的苦。
You see how much suffering
we have gone through. 我们流了多少的眼泪。
You see how much tear we have
shed. 现在我们终于看得见那个日内瓦的情形。
Now we can see the condition of Geneva.
主给我们一条路。
And that is the way the Lord opened up for us.
你看主实在是祝福他们。
And indeed God blessed them.
所以你讲的恢复的时候。
And so when we talk about recovery.
什么意思？对这一般人来，对清教徒来说。
To the Puritans.
就是回到日内瓦去。
That means to return to Geneva.
但是对于神的话来说。
But to God's word.
不是回到日内瓦去。
It is not going to going back to the condition of Geneva,
乃是回到五旬节的当初去。
But to return to the time of the Pentecost.
所以弟兄姊妹，这是非常非常大的不同。
And this, there's a great difference.
你我如果今天不小心的话。
If you and I are not careful,
我们会做同样的一件的事情。
We could easily,
当我们年轻的时候。
Repeat that same mistake.
你看见主给我们许多的亮光。
When we were young, God gave us light.
让我们也许在教会里面有许许多的宝贵的经历。
So that we have many precious experiences.
你看见主的祝福的的确确在教会里面。
God's commission is truly with the church.
那些路是非常清楚的。
The ways are clear.
你不要问怎么擘饼聚会。
You don't have to ask how we should meet to break bread.
你也不必说擘饼聚会起头是敬拜主，然后是敬拜父。
And you don't have to ask whether the first half is devoted to the Lord, the second to the Father. And the model from Geneva is already there.
现在你连祷告都不需要。
Today you don't even have to pray.
你看这些人好像加尔维亚已经把那个模型摆在我们的面前了。
And these people, they have put the model before us.
结果弟兄姊妹主就带领我们经过许多的经历。
And the Lord led us through many experiences.
里面有很多是很痛苦的经历。
Much of it was painful.
结果弟兄姊妹，你看见最后好像神的见证慢慢就四分五裂了。你看那个光景实在是不行。
And slowly you find the Lord's testimony is broken down.
所以这个时候，也许主给你的感觉，我们应当回到当初去。
And maybe the Lord has said in your heart that we ought to return to.
但是慢慢慢慢，你看许多人开始妥协了。
To day one, but again slowly people compromise.
你看见许许多多人慢慢就回到好像巴比伦的光景里面去了。
And many return to the condition of Babylon.
那你心里非常的着急。
And you are very urgent.
那现在我们 anxiety
anxious
那么现在我们要问说那么到底我们是不是要回去当然要回去
and we want to ask do we need to return
但是不要忘记
don't forget
当初加尔文当初这一班弟兄们他们是回到当初去
Calvin and the group of brothers indeed they returned to the
但是因着日内瓦给我们带来祝福太大了
They return to the beginning, but because of the great blessing in Geneva,
所以我们就以为，如果主把我们带回到耶路撒冷，我们是回到日内瓦
去。To a point where we felt that if the Lord bring us back to the beginning, that would be Geneva.
但是不是
？No.
你看见圣灵做的，永远是走在人的前头。
The Holy Spirit is always ahead of man.
我们为着清教徒要感谢主。
We thank God for the Puritans.
没有他们的忠心。
Without their faithfulness,
没有他们的执着
without their insistence,
persistence. 你看见说，你看见可以说今天许多东西都要漏掉的。
We will miss a great deal.
我们要求主兴起这样的人来。
We want to ask the Lord to raise up people like that.
但是问题在这里。
But there's a problem here.
是不是回从巴比伦出来，回到日内瓦就够了？
Is it enough to just return to Geneva?
所以弟兄姊妹，当我们看见恢复以后的一百年历史的时候
，And so we see about 100 years after the Reformation.
你看见神不止做这么多。
You find that God was doing more.
我们要说，清教徒是神所兴起的。
We mentioned that the Puritans were raised up by God.
这是他心中的宝贝，毫无疑问的。
And indeed, they were.Treasures in his heart.
神的确借着他们给教会带来何等的丰富。
Through them, God gave the church much blessing.
但是神要的是最好的。
God wants the best.
神要的乃是丰满。
God wants fullness.
神给我们的都是福杯满溢。
God always have a cup overflowing.
你说已经快满了，还差一点点就满了，神还是不满意。
God is not satisfied with a cup that is almost full.
你说我已经99分了，神不满意。
99%, God is still not satisfied.
我们可以说清教徒几乎是98分、99分了。
We can say that the Puritans are about 98, 99%.
他们的光不够。
Their light was still not enough.
他们拿也拿了枪，也上了战场了。
Because they took up arms and went into battle.
神知道他们的心是对的。
But God knew that their heart were right.
但他们有个盲点。
They had the blind spot.
这个盲点从日内瓦过来的。
That blind spot was inherited from Geneva.
那么现在怎么办呢？神还是恩待他们。
Now what do you do? God
still blessed them. 他们不该打胜仗的也打了胜仗了。
Even though they were supposed to lose, God helped them to win.
但是这个并不表示说那个打仗是对的。
But that doesn't mean that the battle was right.
所以弟兄姊妹，这不表示说从前在罗马教有十字军，现在我们有另外一个十字军。
And we should never have another form of the crusaders.
这个永远是教会的丑陋，永远是教会的污点。
And this is a dark spot for the church.
这是最羞耻的一页，弟兄姊妹。
It is a shameful page in the history.
但是弟兄姊妹，你看见这些事重演了，你怎么解释它呢？
But history repeated itself. How do you explain that?
你看见这班弟兄们，他们好像觉得我们到了95分了，96分了。
These brothers, they felt that they were at 95, 96.
弟兄姊妹，日内瓦是好的不得了。
Geneva was indeed good.
但神心目中的蓝图乃是《使徒行传》里面五旬节最早最早的光景。
But in the heart of God, He desired the condition of the early days of Pentecost.
那感谢主。神到底为自己还留下7000人没有向巴黎去。
We thank the Lord that He reserved 7,000 who did not need to go.
这些人不是在马丁路的时候就才开始的，不是。
And they did not exist only after Martin Luther.
这个从第一个世纪就开始了。
They actually existed from day one.
他们经过了300年的大逼迫。
They went through 300 years of persecution.
他们有的人就跑到山谷里面去。
Some of them fled to the valleys.
他们就躲起来了。
They hid themselves.
那么等到教会经过黑暗时期的时候。
And as the church went through the dark ages.
那个是在罗马。
And it was at Rome.
但是离开罗马，你往北走，有一个地方就是阿尔卑斯山，有很多的山谷。
But if you go north from Rome, and when you come to the Alps,
所以等到教会改变了样子，被掳到巴比伦去的时候，
when the official church was taken captivity to Babylon,
你看这些人，他们蒙到了保守。
This group of people, they were kept.
让父亲忠心的把真理传给儿子。
And the fathers faithfully,
儿子在忠心的把这真理传给孙子。
Pass the truth to the children, and the children pass the truth to the grandchildren.
所以弟兄姊妹，你现在你看见是有一班人是隐藏起来的人。
And this group of people were hidden.
神把他们藏在山谷里面。
God hid them among the valleys.
所以我们就称他们做谷中的弟兄。
And we call them the Waldenses.
等到你发现他们的时候
or brethren of the valleys.
等到你发现他们的时候
and when you discover them,
你才知道说他们老早就从圣经里面已经得着教育了。
Then you realize that they have always kept the scripture.
不过他们不像马丁路德那样勇敢，加尔文那样能够把整个城翻过来，他们不能这样做。
Now they were unlike Martin Luther or Calvin that can turn the whole situation around.
他们只是鞋匠，他们只是做生意的，只是种田的，他们什么也没有。
And these were the smiths, the shopkeepers. They had nothing.
但是呢，他们可以把织布的房子，他们就几个人在一起，他们就可以擘饼纪念主。
However,A few of them can meet together and they begin to, they can break bread.
在罗马你看见很多的偶像，到他们那里一个偶像也看不见。
You can find many idols in Rome, but you will find none among them.
在罗马有人拜玛利亚，在他们觉得圣经里的玛利亚不过像我们一样。
And there were those who worshipped Mary, but to them, Mary was just like them.
就像当初120个里面，你看玛利亚也在里面。
And she was among the 120.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看这些人可以说是盟主保守，一直保守，一直保守的。
You find that these were a group of people that was kept by the Lord throughout this time.
这一班的弟兄们在瑞士就叫瑞士的弟兄们，然后呢，在这里就用各种不同地方来形容他们。
And as they spread, they were described with different descriptions.
比方说 Swiss brethren 就是瑞士的弟兄们。
And for example, the Swiss brethren.
然后还有很多很多很多不同的，在不同地方的，有各种不同的形容。
And they were described differently, in different places.
这个可以说是神把他们隐藏起来的。
We can see that God was the one who kept them, who hid them.
他们从来就没有，他们从来就是遵守神旨意的。
They never departed from God's will from day one.
他们看得很清楚。
They saw clearly.
自从君士坦丁拥抱基督教做国教以后。
Since the embrace of Constantine of Christianity.
教会不是升高了，教会乃是堕落了。
The church was not elevated, but the church had fallen.
这些人看得很清楚，很清楚。
They saw that very clearly.
他们读启示录的时候。
And when they read the book of Revelation,
他们感觉上今天坐在罗马宝座上的应该就是圣经中的敌基督。
They felt that the one who sat on the throne in Rome was the Antichrist.
他们觉得教会的元首乃是基督。
To them, the head of the church ought to be Christ.
所以稀奇的很，他们没有别的办法。
And they didn't have any other way.
他们读圣经。
They read the scripture.
而且每个人都读圣经。
Every one of them read the scripture.
有的人把新约圣经全部背过来了。
Some of them even memorized the entire New Testament.
你要明白神的旨意吗？你去看看他们就很清楚了。
And you, when you take a look at them, you can easily understand God's will.
他们完全照着山上的样式来过生活的。
They live according to the mountain, the pattern shown on the mount.
所以这就是马太五章、六章、七章。
And that was based on the Sermon on the Mount in Matthew 5, 6, 7.
你看他们实在是活出马太五章、六章、七章的情形来。
They really lived out the reality of Matthew 5, 6, 7.
连那些间谍，连那些窥探他们的人，连要抓他们把柄的人。
And even the spies who infiltrated them.
他们要说他们的见证，我们是没有话说的。
And they testified that they could.Put no finger on any dark spot.
他们像明光一样照亮在黑暗的世界里面。
They were like light shining in the dark world.
他们的圣经太熟太熟了。
They were so well versed.
所以真理就是那么清楚的在他们的中间的。
And hence truth was so real among them.
那他们两个两个出去传福音的。
And they go out to share the gospel two by two.
他们出去传福音的，他们不敢大声的传。
In pairs, they would not proclaim loudly.
他们有的是故意去卖珍珠。
And some of them would sell pearls.
所以当你在这选珍珠的时候。
And as you are picking the pearls.
结果他终于找到一个很好的珍珠。
As the customer found a good pearl.
当他生意快做完的时候。
And when they were about to complete the transaction.
他就告诉你等一等，我还告诉你一个更大的珍珠。
The person would say, "Hold on, let me tell you an even better pearl."
那是宇宙最大的珍珠。
This is the greatest pearl in the universe.
然后他就告诉他，我们的主耶稣怎样就是珍珠。
And they would explain to them how Jesus Christ is that pearl.
他们就是这样的把福音就送到世界的各地去。
And in this way, they took the gospel to various places around the world.
曾经有一度，弟兄姊妹，你看见在德国、在欧洲好多地方都是他们的教宗。
At one point in time, you can find their footprint almost everywhere in Europe.
你如果在德国的话，你从德国的西部要到东部去的话。
And if you are to travel from Western Germany to Eastern Germany.
然后你从那里要到意大利去。
And then from there onward to Italy.
你不需要住在旅馆里面。
You don't have to go stay in a hotel.
你每一个晚上都可以住在一个弟兄姊妹的家里。
Every night, you can have lodging in a in one of their homes.
你看见说那个光景就像当初五旬节的光景一样。
The condition then was just like in the time of Pentecost.
等到教会黑暗时期的时候。
However, when the church entered into the dark ages,
对于罗马教人来说
to the Catholics,
他们是用十字军来对付回教徒的。
They sent the crusaders after the Muslims.
他们的愿意，他们的目的是希望能从回教徒的手里把耶路撒冷拿回来。
They desire to take back Jerusalem from the Muslims.
Recapture. 他们的目的很明，目的就是希望能够把他们拿回来的。
They want to recapture Jerusalem.
结果我们知道这个还有几分的道理，就把耶路撒冷拿下来。
We can say that they are justified to some degree.
结果他们发现有一般人对他们的威胁是最大的。
And later, however, they found that there is a group who threatened them.
因为在教会黑暗的时候，你越不明白神的话越好。
Who gave them an even greater threat? Because when the church in dark age, the less you understand the Bible, the better it was.
你知道有一个那个时候的主教，罗马的主教。
At that time, there was a bishop.
他说感谢神。
In the Roman church, he said, "We thank God."
他说保罗的书信我一点都没有读过。
Because I have never read the letters of Paul.
他幸好我没有读保罗的书信。
Fortunately, I never read the letters of Paul.
我如果读过保罗的书信，我就要像马丁路德一样变成异端了。
Had I read it, I would be like Martin Luther, become a heretic.
所以难怪那个时候圣经就用链子把它链起来的。
No wonder the Bible was chained up.
你如果不读圣经，你就不知道那个今天教会堕落到什么地步。
Because if you don't read the scripture, you will not know how far has the church been fallen.
你不读圣经，你根本就不知道人在巴比伦的。
And without the Bible, you will not know that the church is in captivity in Babylon.
但是现在你看见这些人，他们散布在山谷的里面。
However, you find this group of people spread out in Europe.
尤其那些修士们，他们到了许多地方的时候，他们才发现说，原来这是很大很大的这个一群的人。
It was until the monks going out, discovering them, they found that, oh, this is a great group of people.
那个时候他们是找异端，他们有个异端裁判所，然后他们就交给政府，政府就处决他们。
And at the time, they had the inquisitors going out searching, finding evidence, and giving them to the government.
他们说我们从来没有杀过人。
And the inquisitors can say,
我们没有流过血。
We have never shed anybody's blood. That was
true. 谁来决定他是不是异端？是这些人来决定的。
And however, they were the ones that decide whether they were these brethren were heretics or not.
所以教会，所以我们知道说教会是，就所以你看见现在的教会来裁决这些人是异端。
Now church determined whether they were heresies or not.
然后决定异端以后，就交给政府，然后政府来执行的。
Once that's determined, they hand them over to the government, and the government would execute them.
异端当然是极刑，是死刑的。
And it was death penalty to the heretic.
所以我们知道说，现在有一般的人好像间谍一样，他的目的就要找到哪些是异端。
And there were a group of spies that would go out to find who were the heretics.
结果他们报告上去怎么写的呢？
And they reported, and this is how they reported.
他说我们找了70个异端。
They said that we found 70 heresies.
我们能够找到七十种不同的异端。
And we found 70 different heresies.
但这个异端是最大，是最难的。
One is the greatest and the most difficult to infiltrate.
第一，最难对，因为他们到处都是。
Number one, it was difficult because they were everywhere.
第二，他们是无可指责的。
Number two, they are blameless.
他们的行为叫我们觉得羞愧的。
Their behavior puts everybody else to shame.
而且他们每个人对神的话是很清楚的。
Every one of them knows God's word.
我们的圣经根本我们还不大读圣经，他们却读圣经的一般的人。
We seldom read the scripture, but they read them regularly.
所以等到他们报告上去的时候
，and hence when they reported these things,
那教会历史里面很有名的一件事。
And there's something that was very famous in church history.
那就是教皇下了一道的命令。
The Pope gave an edict.
平信徒是不可以读圣经的。
That ordinary Christians cannot read the scripture.
Layman.
A layman was not permitted to read the scripture.
意思就是说，这个法律完全是针对他们来的。
That law was put in place because of them.
因为这个对整个罗马的教会构成一个很大很大的威胁。
Because they formed a great threat to the Roman Church.
所以他们立法，根据法律，如果你读圣经，你根本就是犯法。
And hence they put into law that they outlawed reading scripture by the layman.
结果这些人宁可为主殉道，他们仍旧读他们的圣经。
However, they would rather die than not read the scripture.
什么方法都用尽了。
And they went through many things.
现在最后的一个方法。
And in the end,
他们怎么用十字军把耶路撒冷拿回来？他们用同样的办法，五次派出了五次的十字军来对付这些基督徒。
As a final resort, the church sent the crusaders after them, just like they did after the Muslims.
结果这些人从谷里面就逃到山里面去。
And these brethren fled from the valley into the mountains.
他们攻打他们大概都是这个时候，都下大雪的时候。
And they were chased when it was during winter.
结果很多人就死在山上。
Many died because of the cold.
我们大概两年前我们去过北意大利。
Couple of years ago, we went to northern Italy.
我们也到山上看到那些山洞，他们聚会的地方。
We went to see the caves.Where they hid themselves and met.
我们很少看见那个这个阿尔卑斯山谷是那么美丽的。
And rarely do we see the beauty of the Alps.
但是我们觉得那一带实在是非常的美丽。
We truly feel that that place was beautiful.
因为那是用寻道的血来浇灌的。
Because that was irrigated by the blood of the martyrs.
那因着这个缘故，你可以看见那一带实在是非常非常的美丽。
Because of this, that place was truly beautiful.
这个就是我们所说的 Valdenses, 或者说谷中的弟兄们，他们就这样的持守忠心神的旨意。
These were the Valdenses or the brethren of the valley.
他们在一起聚集。
When they met together,
你如果看他们的聚会的地方，有照片为证的。
If you look at their meeting place, we have pictures of them.
是很简单很简单的聚会的地方。
Very simple.
然后前面还有猪啊，还有羊啊，他们就这么简单的人。
They have animals in front of those places.
但是他们愿意回到神的旨意。
They desire to return to God's
will. 他们知道教会和世界不能够联合的。
They understood that the church and the world should never come together.
他们知道说我们是已经过了红海的人。
They understood that they have gone through the Red Sea.
对于世界来说，我们完了。
To the world, they were dead.
对于我们来说，这个世界也完了。
To them, the world is dead.
所以弟兄姊妹。你看见吗？他们明白什么叫做世界。
Hence, we see that they understood what the world
represents. 所以教会和世界是没有关系的。
The church has nothing to do with the world.
感谢主，弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord.
你看见他们父传子，子传孙，一这样传下去。
How they pass the tradition from father to son to grandchildren.
你看见说，一直到马丁路德改革的时候。
Even until the time of Martin Luther.
加尔文以前有另外一个弟兄已经到了日内瓦。
Before Calvin, another brethren had come to Geneva.
那叫法瑞尔、法拉尔弟兄。那么不要忘记，他就特别到了山里面去寻找这些谷中的弟兄们。
And Pharaoh, this brother, he went to the valley to search after these brethren.
所以你看见吗？原来后来才知道说，今天这些马丁路德或者加尔文他们在那里所做的，他们老早老早已经在那里做了。
And hence today we find that the things that Martin Luther or Calvin did, many others did that way before them.
那么到了那个时候，你看这些弟兄们就散在全世界欧洲好多好多的地方。
And at that time they were spread out, scattered all around Europe.
那么特别是在这个瑞士，我们的瑞士呢是有两个世界，一个是讲德语的世界，一个是讲法语的世界。
And in Switzerland at that time, there are two portions. One portion is, they spoke German.
German speaking and
German
French
speaking. And French speaking.
所以你看见很明显是两个世界。那么德语的世界以苏黎世做中心的。
Clearly, Switzerland was divided into these two parts, and the French-speaking had Geneva as the base.
那么，这个法语世界是以日内瓦来做中心的。所以你看，一个是苏黎是 Zurich.
Okay, the German-speaking had Zurich as the center.
那是苏黎世。还有一个呢，日内瓦就是法语世界的中心。
And Geneva was the center of the French-speaking world.
所以到了 Zwingli, 到了慈惠里起来，被主兴起来，在 Zurich 开始工作的时候。
And when God raised up Zwingli, to begin his work in Zurich.
早期的时候，他所接触的就是这一类的弟兄。
And at the very beginning, he had contact with these brethren.
那么这些弟兄们，他们老早在历史上已经得着许多的教训。
These brethren, throughout history, they had much
所以最早我们知道苏黎世这个 Zwingli 就是和他们在一起聚会的。
And Zwingli met with them at the very beginning.
那么那个时候大家都知道，等到这个马丁路德起来或者这些人起来以后。
And later when Martin Luther and all these other people were raised up.
那么现在他们慢慢的敢起来为主说话了。
Now these brethren begin to surface.
那么因着他们在历史上所得着的帮助。
Because of the help that they received throughout history,
他们老早就看得很清楚。
They saw clearly,
教会是在君士坦丁的时候开始堕落的。
That the church fell at the time of Constantine.
教会和世界不能够连在一起的。
The church could never intermarry with the world.
那么这些人当然是照着神的话来做的。
And they lived according to the book.
那么在那个时候，你看有很多人，他们在婴孩的时候就受了洗了。
At that time, many were baptized as infants.
那么，但是圣经你看见没有婴孩受浸这个真理没有的。
But you don't find that in the scripture.
可是因为在教会黑暗的时候。
But because the church was in darkness.
离开教会没有救恩。
There was no salvation apart from the church.
什么意思呢
？What does that mean?
离开教会没有人替你受浸的。
Because away from the church, no one can give you baptism.
在那个时候的认识，那么你只有受浸，你才得救，不受浸根本不得救的。
Because at that time, the teaching was you are saved only after baptism.
所以你一受浸，你就上了天堂了。
And when you are baptized, you can go to heaven.
但当一个小孩子刚刚生下来的时候
，a baby just born，
那么你不知道他什么时候会死去。
You don't know when the child would die.
那么如果他死去，他就没有救恩了。
If it dies, it would be lost forever.
所以所有做父母的，一生下孩子来，都希望孩子赶快就受了浸。
All parents, they want their children to be baptized as soon as they were born.
所以他们就借助教会，借助这个洗礼，就上了天堂了。
And through the baptism ministered by the church, these children can go
to heaven. 但是圣经里面讲的受浸，都是信而受浸的必然得救。
But the baptism spoken of in the scripture are a believer's baptism.
所以你相信你才受浸。
Only when you believe, then you can be baptized.
婴孩根本没有选择的能力。
The infants, they had no choice to make.
所以今天他没有选择能力的时候，他受了，你给他受了浸了。
And hence, even though they went through baptism,
那么等到他有一天他自己明白过来了。
One day when they realized what it was all about,
那么他要受浸，你给不给他受浸呢？
And they want to be baptized, would you give it to them?
那么他们觉得圣经里面的受浸是这样的受浸才对。
Because they realize that the baptism in the scripture is for believers.
所以他们就和婴孩就受浸了。
And hence they baptized the infants.
不，所以你看见有的人婴孩受浸，那么有的人他们就大了，就相信了以后，你就为他们受浸。
And even those who were baptized infants, when they grow older, they realize they were baptized again.
那因着教，因着当初的教会和世界是结婚联婚的缘故。
Because of the marriage of the church and the world,
因着这个缘故，那么你看见今天你只要是罗马的公民，你就是罗马教的人。
If you are a Roman citizen, you are also a Roman Catholic.
所以这怎么可能的呢？
How can that be?
那不管你信不信，我只要把你受浸了，那很明显的，你自自然然一面是罗马公民，同时你也就是罗马，就是教会里面的一份子。
Whether you believe or not, as long as you're baptized, if you're a Roman citizen, you're also a member of the Roman Church.
所以因为这个东西两个连在一起。
Because these two are one.
所以你看见很自然的，婴孩一生下来就为他们受浸。
Because of this, naturally, all infants were baptized.
但是很稀奇。
However, strangely,
马丁路德、茨惠利，还有包括这个加尔文在一起。
Martin Luther, Zwingli, and Calvin,
他们这一点就是没有看见。
Somehow they still did not see the point.
所以等到后来他们起来改革以后，他们仍旧替婴孩受浸。
And even after the Reformation, they continued this infant baptism.
因为在德国路德会的问题和从前是一模一样的。
The problem you find in Among the Lutherans, were the same as before.
你只要生下来是德国人，你就是路德会的人。
If you were born as a German, you are a member of the Lutheran Church. 所以，
罗德国有多少公民，就应该有多少教会里面的每就教会里面的人。
You should have the same number of of German citizens and members of the church.
所以，不管得救不得救
，whether you are saved or not.
基于政治上的理由，你看每一个人都要受浸。
For political reasons, everyone must be baptized.
在日内瓦也是这样。
Same thing happened in Geneva.
在这个苏黎世也是这样。
Same thing happened in Zurich.
其实，实在说，这三个人里面，如果真的看见亮光的话，是茨惠利。
And among the three, the one who truly saw light in this area was Zwingli.
我十分相信茨惠利是看见这个真理。
I fully believe that he understood this truth.
他没有力量实行这个真理。
However, He had not the strength to carry this out.
他向世界妥协了。
And he compromised with the world.
但是弟兄姊妹
Brothers
等到慈惠里他们妥协的时候
When they compromised,
那里有一班弟兄们他们不能妥协。
A group of brethren, they did not.
他们多少年来走在这条的道路上。
For years, they continued in this way.
感谢主弟兄姊妹。
We thank the Lord, brothers.
那么这一般的弟兄们，他们觉得应该照着主的话继续往前。
These brethren want to continue moving forward according to the Lord's
word. 结果他们真的替人在，就替人受浸了。
And indeed, they baptized those who believe.
这什么意思？这边人这个人受浸两次。
And what happened is many were baptized twice.
你把一个人又浸了一次，又浸了一次。
And they baptize someone again.
你看见这是件不得了的事情。
And you see, that was a great deal.
那因着那个时候，因着那个时候，这个政治跟宗教联合在一起。
Because political power and religious power combined.
所以如果教会说要婴孩受浸，在法律上就是要替婴孩受浸。
And if the church says infants has to be baptized, that became the law.
所以如果这样的话，那现在法律上就是每一个人都需要受浸。
According to law, everyone had to be baptized.
结果后来他们的确就立了个法律。
And that's how they set down in law.
那么所有的人都需要为婴孩受浸。
All men have to be baptized as infants.
如果父母不这样做的话，
If parents do not observe this law,
在一个礼拜之内，他要离开日内瓦的。
Within 1 week, they have to depart from Geneva.
所以你要选择，你是离开你自己故乡呢，还是你要婴孩受浸
？You had the choice to make whether you baptize your infant or you leave.
本来是个真理的问题。
Initially, it was a question of truth.
神的话是不是这样说的？
Whether God said this or not.
你要不要遵守神的话
？Do you want to observe God's word?
但是现在不是，现在是法律怎么说的
？But now it's different. It's what the law says.
那慢慢的，后来法律更严厉了。
And later on, it went even beyond this.
凡是鼓励婴孩，凡是鼓励再受浸的
，whoever encourages rebaptism，
你看见就违反了国家的律法了。
And this actually, is against the law.
而事实上，这个罪像异端的罪一样。
This sin, this crime, is considered to be equal as heresy.
这件在日内瓦已经发生过了。
And this happened in Geneva.
有一个西班牙的医生。
There was a Spanish doctor.
他在真理上和加尔文不一样的。
And in terms of understanding of truth, he was a little different from
Calvin. 结果根据日内瓦的判决，他是讲异端的。
And the verdict from Geneva.Was that he was a heretic?
讲异端，他必须被烧死的。
And as a heretic, he had to be burned to death.
结果加尔文也同意这件事情。
And Calvin actually agreed with the verdict.
现在这里有人流圣徒的血。
And now the blood of the saint was spilled.
是为着真理的缘故。
Because of truth.
从前是罗马帝国流圣徒的血。
Before it was the Roman Empire who shed the blood.
从前是罗马教会流圣徒的血。
Before it was the Roman Church that spilled saints' blood of the saints.
现在你看见神把神的儿女带回了耶路撒冷。
And now, as God led His children back to Jerusalem,
你看见还是有人流圣徒的血。
And yet you find still the blood of the saints was spilled.
这是教会的悲剧。
And that this is a tragedy of the church.
原因在什么地方？
Why this happened?
因为世界和教会是一个。
Because the world has never been cast out from the church.
从前是世界教会世界化了。
Before the church was heathenized.
现在是世界教会化。
Now the world is Christianized.
那现在的结果什么？结果你看见现在世界的影响力永远在那里。
The end result is that the worldly influence stays.
是教会的人决定说这是异端。
And the church determined whether it was heresy or not.
他说我们没有杀人。
And they claimed that they killed nobody.
这是政府来执行的。
And the execution carried out by the government.
那同样的事不光在日内瓦发生。
And that same thing happened in Geneva.
同样的事也在苏黎世发生。
And the same thing happened in Zurich.
结果你不是要受浸吗？
You want to be baptized?
所以他说我就成全你们。
And I will fulfill your.
所以就把他们放在麻袋里面。
And they put them in these bags.
苏黎是有一条很有名的河。
There's a famous river in Zurich.
我盼望大家如果到苏黎世啊，你不要光是参观那个光是随便参观，有在苏黎世有很多的宝贝的。
And there are many nice places to visit in Zurich.
那个你从火车站那里根本你在附近都是走得到的地方。
And everywhere around the train station,
那里只有一条很有名的河的。
were historical sites, but there's only one famous river.
那懂得历史的人会指给你看。
And people who understood history can point you out.
当初那些有这些跟随主的人，他们就在那些地方在被放到水里面，就被浸到水里面。
They can tell you that these brethren, they were baptized or they were immersed into water at that place.
他们说圣经受浸只能一次。
They said the scripture can only allow baptism.
结果你们一定要两次。
Baptism, once, but now you insist on the second baptism.
现在我让你们两次再多一次，你们应该不会反对吧？
And now I give you one more baptism. You have nothing to say.
那结果他们就这样为主殉道了。
And now that's how they died for the Lord.
Martyred for the Lord.
Martyred for the Lord.
所以你看那里有两个很有名的领袖，一个叫 Grabel， 一个叫 Mantz。
There were two famous leaders. One is
叫 Grabel， 一个另外一个叫 Mantz。
Grabel, the other is man.
你看当初他们，尤其他们当初都很慈惠地在一起聚会的。
Initially, they met with Zwingli.
结果我们知道 Mantz 后来就是在那条河为主殉道的。
And later, Mantz was martyred at that river.
那虽然这样，你看见他们仍旧向主忠心。
However, they were still faithful to the Lord.
你看见他们没有一个缘故就退缩了没有
？They never wavered.
他们没有地方聚会，他有人一直在那儿，有人一直在那儿打窥探他们，知道他们有没有在那里聚会。
Even though they were spied out to see whether they were gathering together or not.
所以他们常常就开了船，就到另外一个，就开船到一个比较偏僻的地方，他们就在那里聚会。
And to find, in order to meet, sometimes they would go on boat and go to a hidden place to meet.
那这些人。在历史上就称他们做 Anabaptist， 叫做他们是崇敬的人。
Historically, this group of people were called the Anabaptists.
这个 Anabaptist 在普通人的感觉里面，以为说他们所争的乃是受浸的问题。
Initially, people thought that what they insisted was this matter of baptism.
一点都不是的。
Actually, that's not quite true.
我们如果明白他们的话，
if we understand them,
他们乃是为着主的见证。
They were insisting on the testimony of the Lord.
他们不光是在受浸这件事上和这些改革的人有了争执。
They not only had the quarrel with the reformers on the matter of baptism.
他们最大的争执乃是教会的问题。
The greatest controversy that they had was concerning the church.
他们觉得这一帮人不过把人带回日内瓦，没有把人带回到耶路，没有把人带回到圣经中，在五旬节的时候，那个时候的光景。
They felt that the reformers only brought them to Geneva, but not back to Jerusalem as described in the scripture.
所以他们觉得，如果要向主忠心的话。
And they felt that if they were to be faithful to the Lord,
我们应该完全地回到圣经里面。
We need to go all the way back to the scripture.
你看见这些起来改革的弟兄们，
these reformers,
他们要圣经，
they want the scripture.
他们说我们不跟随遗传，
they did not want to follow the tradition.
所以教父的话不算的，
and hence the words of the Pope,
教会的
did not count.
传统，那叫教父，就是 the fathers, 这个话不算的。
And the word from the fathers,
church fathers, 这些话是不算的。
And did not count.
那么还有呢？我们知道是这个所有的遗传 tradition 也是不算的。
And all the traditions,
只有圣经才是算。
Do not count. Only the scripture.
但是不知道为什么在这般地方有一个盲点。
However, these reformers had a blind spot.
讲到教会的时候，
and as relating to the church,
他们想到历史。
They look back at history.
他们觉得和历史不能够完全妒忌眼，不能完全割掉的。
Somehow they could never cut themselves away from history.
他们觉得罗马天主教是错了。
They understood that the Roman Catholic Church was wrong.
现在我们要做改革的工作。
Now we want to reform.
但是那个教会还是延续性的。
However, the church is still a continuation of what was before.
你不能把那个延续性把它割断了。
And they were unable to to cut away from.
所以本来是婴孩受浸，现在还是婴孩受浸，这个没有错的。
And they felt that there was nothing wrong with infant baptism.
这跟拜玛利亚不一样的。
And this was different from worshiping Mary.
玛利亚现在一定是不拜，但是婴孩受浸应该还是可以下来的。
And true, we don't worship Mary, but infant baptism that can still remain.
所以他们感觉到还是恢复到历史的教会。
They felt that they were continuing the historical church.
但是这些崇敬吧 Anabaptists, 他们觉得那是要回到圣经中的教会。
But to the Anabaptists, they want to return to the scripture.
你不要告诉我历史怎么说，你要告诉我圣经怎么说。
Don't tell me what history says, just show me what the Bible says.
许多人都误会，以为 Anabaptists 只是争受浸的问题，其实不是这件事情，完完全是教会的问题。
Many people misunderstood the Anabaptists, thinking that they only insisted on second baptism.
那我觉得我要引一个弟兄的话就非常清楚了。
Now let me quote this word.
你知道今天许会的教许多教会历史有官方的历史。
Today, we have what is called the official church history.
那么官方的历史，比方说罗马天主教有他写官方历史的人。
For example.The Roman Catholic Church has someone who produces these.
有的关乎教会历史书，你一看，这是罗马教官方的历史。
And when you read them, you can clearly see this is from the Roman Church.
那么天这个更正教里面也有官方的历史。
However, the Reformed Church also had their historians.
那么你要是看在更正教里面那些最有名的教会历史权威，让他们来写，那么给我们看见，那当然是他们的历史。
And those who had authority among the Reformed churches, and when we look at their history,
那么在更正教历史里面出了一个非常伟大的教会历史学家。
And among the Reformers, there was a great historian.
他的名叫 Philip Schaff.
His name is Philip Schaff.
那么他是 Union Theology School 那个时候他的 professor 那里教授。
He was a professor of Union Theological Seminary.
这个是协和神学院没有变成新派以前，那个时候我们知道说那里的情形完全不一样的。协和神学院就 Union Theological School， 在还没有变成新派以前。
Oh, before that seminary, took on the modernist view.
Now, 那个在 become liberal, before liberal. They became liberal. Now, this is one of the best theological school in this country. 就是说在美国这是个非常好的学校里面的一个。
Okay. Before they became liberals, Union Theological Seminary was one of the best in
this country. 而且我们知道是那里的教授都是水准都是最高最高的。
And the professors were the elite.
所以他们写出来历史毫无疑问是官方的历史。
And their history, their historical writing must be the official history.
现在如果你到书房可以买得到的，有八大册没有写完。
And today, you can find this set of history in 8 volumes.
如果你买 BibleSoft 那个 CD 的话，它里面就有一套，就是这个 Christian history， 就这个八套的这个八大册的历史。
And if you buy the software from BibleSoft, it contains this set of history.
所以如果你想知道这个。官方的历史，那么所有的历史都是根据那个角度来解释的。
And if you look at their history, they were written from the Reformed perspective.
那一般人写教会历史的时候
，Normally when people write about church
history, 他们写到 Anabaptist,
when they come to the Anabaptist,
他们常常说他们是 radical, 他们是极端分子。
They will often designate them as the radicals.
所以每次人一提到 Anabaptist 就摇头的。
And hence, when they mention Anabaptists, they shake their head.
因为好像这一班是造反的人。
Because these were the rebels.
所以现在到底这班是不是造反的人？
Are they really rebels?
现在你听听官方怎么说。
Listen to what they say in the official history.
你看见让他们当然是站在改革的立场来看整个的故事的。
Of course, they stand on the ground of the reformers.
他们毫无疑问是全盘几乎全盘接受马丁路德的加尔文的和这些人的。
And they accepted on face value all the things from Luther, Calvin, and Zwingli.
那么现在我们要来看他们怎么解释这一班人。
How would they explain the Anabaptists?
那结果如果你读他们的著作的话，读 Philip Sharp 所写的东西
，For example,
Anabaptists 的话
，If you read about the Anabaptists in Philip Sharp's history,
他就会告诉你说
，He would tell you
这些 Anabaptists,
these Anabaptists,
他们所争执的不是受浸的问题。
They did not only insist on baptism.
他们和马丁路德和加文最大的争执
，Their greatest controversy with Martin Luther or Calvin
就是教会和世界不能联合的。
Was the fact that the world and the church could never
intermarry. 教会是教会，世界是世界。
The world is the world. The church is the church.
他们是希望把教会带回到 当初最早最早新约所给我们看见的启示。
The Anabaptist insisted on going back to the original revelation from the scripture.
所以菲利普夏怎么说呢？
So what did Philip Shaw say?
这个加尔文也好，这个大这个或者马丁路德也好，是要把教会带回到历史上的教会。
Whether it was Martin Luther or Calvin, they want to bring the church back to the historical church.
但是Anabaptist 是要把神的儿女们带回到圣经中的教会。
But the Anabaptists want to return the church back to scripture.
弟兄姊妹，到底你要圣经呢，你还是要历史呢？
Do you want historical tradition or the Bible?
当然我们要历史，我们也要圣经。
Of course we want both.
但是最高的权威当然是圣经。
But the ultimate authority ought to be the scripture.
弟兄姊妹，你看见这些，你看见说这个清教徒是最要圣经的。
The Puritans, they insisted on the Bible.
但是他们也是最守住改革中传统的。
And they were also insistent on the Reformed theology.
今天你说一些不合乎圣经的话，他要跳起来。
If you say something that's non-biblical, they would jump up. 但
如果你说一些话，你和加尔文不同意的，他也要跳起来。
However, if you say something that's different from Calvin, they will also jump up.
所以在他们身上，圣经有地位，传统也有地位。
And so to them, the scripture had the same authority as tradition.
但是你看在 Anabaptist 身上，
But among the Anabaptists,
他们有一个特点。
They had this characteristic.
他们身上当然，如果可能的话，他们当然要尊重历史。
If at all possible, they would honor history.
你看古中的弟兄们就是历史里面的一部分。
Because the Waldenses, they were part of history too.
没有一点都没有错，但是最后人会改变，时间长了什么都会改变，神的话不能改变。
But the final court of arbitration has to be God's word.
所以因为这个缘故，他们觉得为着主的见证，他们要来维持主自己的见证。
And for this reason, they want to be those who hold fast to the testimony.
但是从那天开始，他们就逃难，就开始为主寻道。
But unfortunately, from that day onward, they were either fleeing or dying or martyring.
马丁路德改革有最大的悲剧。
The greatest tragedy of the Reformation from Luther.
竟然你看见，竟然你看在基督徒的手里面能有流圣徒血这件事情。
That the blood of the saints was spilled by the Reformed Christians.
但是感谢主，你看见吗？这些弟兄姊妹他们向着主是完全忠心的。
But these brethren, they were faithful for to the Lord to the end.
后来他们有的就逃到荷兰去。
And many of them fled to Holland.
到了荷兰的时候，他们特别受了一个弟兄影响，叫 Menno Simon 影响。
And in Holland, they were greatly influenced by Menno Simon.
所以这些人后来又称作 Mennonite， 就成为门诺会的人。
And hence later, they were called the Mennonites.
那么后来再受逼迫，他们有的人就跑到 Pennsylvania， 就是美国的宾州来了。
And as they continue to be persecuted, they fled to Pennsylvania.
那弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？这些人他们到处被追赶，但他们仍旧要回到主自己的话语里面。
Even though they were chased from every place, they continue to hold fast to God's word.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？如果没有他们被主兴起来的话，
You see, if they were not raised up by the Lord,
你看见我们就看不清楚。
We would not be able to see as clearly as today.
在有一点上，他们完全是正确的。
In at least in one area, they were completely right.
他们为了这个缘故，他们宁可把他们的血，宁可把他们的性命完全为主摆上。
And they were willing to pay at all cost.
虽然曾经被人误会他们是极端，是 radicals.
Even though they were misunderstood as radicals.
但是最近五十年到一百年，你看见好像完全平反，好像现在人才醒悟过来。
However, in the past 50 or 100 years, there's this great awakening now,
我们要感激他们,
to their presence, and we are thankful to them.
因为这些人的确是为着圣经的真理向主忠心的。
Because they were truly faithful to the Lord's word.
那因着他们是主张，因着他们看见教会跟世界是完全分开的缘故。
Because they saw how there needs to be a complete separation between the church and the world.
所以他们是绝对和世界完全分别。
And they were completely separated from the world.
他们从孩子一蒙恩得救以后，就告诉他们要和世界完全分别出来。
And they would teach their young children to be separated from the world.
所以这个就成为他们中间一个很大的特点。
That became a characteristic of these brethren.
就是我们不能爱世界。
And that is, we could never love the world.
教会和世界是没有相关的。
That the world and the church are completely separated.
而且他们觉得照着山上的教训，基督徒不应该拿枪拿刀的。
And according to the Sermon on the Mount, Christians should never take up arms.
他们觉得我们应该要照着山上的教训来实行的。
They felt that they need to walk according to the Sermon on the Mount.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看见吗？后来经过很长很长的历史，他们仍旧忠信于主所托付给他们。
And hence, for a long period of time, they were faithful to what the Lord committed to them.
那么是不是他们就不从军？他们仍旧从军。
Does it mean that they would not enlist themselves?
但是后来政府知道他们为了良心的缘故，他们不能拿枪的。
However, later the government found out that they could not.They could not take up arms.
所以后来就让这些人在红十字会里面工作，做红十字会救护的工作。
They could not kill with the gun, and hence they were later sent to the Red Cross.
不过他们的生活要绝对严谨才可以。
Their lives were very conservative.
如果他们生活放松的话，表示他不是为了良心的缘故。
And if they lived a loose life, they were unfaithful.
然后你看，政府仍旧把他送到战场上去。
And the government, oh, I see. The government, if they catch them not living strictly to their standard, will send them onto the battlefield.
你知道他们说为了良心的，我们不能这样做。
You see, for conscience sake, they could not go into battle and kill.
那你为良心的缘故，很多的罪你都不能犯的。
And so, if that is the case, you could not commit any sin because of your conscience.
所以什么时候你别的罪犯了，那么政府知道说你不是为了良心。
And if the government finds out that you commit a certain sin, they know that you are not really that faithful.
但是因着他们的见证是那么刚强的缘故。
But because their testimony was so strong,
他们经得起政府在那里考验他们。
They can withstand the test, the scrutiny of the government.
所以慢慢的，后来在很多地方就被接受了。
Slowly and gradually, they were accepted.
所以在这个国家里，尤其在美国这个国家里
，especially in America,
他们知道有的人的确是为着良心的缘故。
The U.S. government understand that they truly.
所以政府能够尊重他们。
The government will honor. Them.
但是在早期的时候，你能想象，有的人不愿意打仗，不愿意上战场，那个结果当然是违反了国家的律法。
And of course, early on, when they were unwilling to go into battlefield.They were against the law.
结果很自然的，他们很多就这样为主殉道。
And because of this, many of them were martyred.
那有的甚至政治的理由，因为你跟等于反抗国家的命令，那是不得了的。
Because politically, you cannot go against the law of the
land. 但是他们觉得为了主的缘故，我们什么都可以，都愿意摆上。
But they were willing to do anything for the Lord.
但是慢慢的，他们的见证被人看见。
However, as time passes, they were accepted.
他们知道他们是为了良心的缘故。
And they were understood now of their faith.
整个世界都在看。
And the whole world was looking at them.
结果他们要说，他们果然是这样的一般的人。
And they testified that indeed this group of people were true to their word.
那么在德国当初有一班这样的崇敬派的弟兄。
And they were true to their faith. Now, in Germany, there were a group of Anabaptists.
他们非常的严格。
They were very conservative.
他们觉得如果教会要纯洁的话，
They felt that if the church is to be purified,
教会里面应该有 discipline, 有管教才可以。
The church has to discipline.
所以如果在一同聚会的，他们违反了圣经里面许多的做法的话。
And if anyone among the fellowship, who would act against the word,
那么教会在行政上应该帮助他们的。
And the church ought to help them.
所以这些人就比较严格。
And so they were very strict.
那这些比较严格的人后来也逃到美国来了。
And later on, they also fled to the United States.
那大家如果到了 Pennsylvania, 到了宾州去的话。
And hence today, if you visit Pennsylvania,
你到 Lancaster 那一带的地方。
You visit the region around Lancaster.
你发现那一带都是 Anabaptist, 都是 Anabaptist 后裔。
You will find the descendants of the Anabaptists.
那么这里 Anabaptist 里面有一班的人是很特别的。
Among them, a group was very special.
他们的衣服和别人都不一样。
Their dress is different from everybody else.
那这些人我们称作 Amish 这一班的人。
We call them the Amish.
这个 Amish 这一班人，事实上就是可以说 Anabaptist 里面的一般的弟兄姊妹。
The Amish were descendants of part of the Anabaptists.
他们是绝对不爱世界。
They absolutely are separated from the world.
他们认为有汽车就是世界。
They felt that even cars are part of the world.
你有汽车，你就可以跑到犯罪的地方去。
Because if you can drive, you can go to places of sin.
你坐马车，你就跑不远的。
But if you are on a horse carriage, you will not go far.
所以他们说，我们只要神所创造的，我们不要人造的东西，不要。
They only wanted what God has created. They will not tolerate any man-made.
他们不要用现代的纽扣，他们一定要用缝出来的纽扣。他说这是人做的，那个起头都是那个有那个扣子，那都是人做的。他们一定要从神来做的东西。
And they don't want buttons made with plastic material, or whatever. They want those that are.
他们到礼拜天，很多的车子不是运人的，是运椅子的，运椅子带人家到一同来带房子一同来聚会的。
And they want buttons that were knitted, and then they would not drive people to the meeting. They would only drive chairs.
他们读的圣经还是马丁路德的时候那个圣经。
The scripture that they use are from the time of Martin Luther.
他们是读，你不要忘记这个所谓 Dutch， 在我在这个美，你说这些 Dutch speaking， 事实上是指着讲德文的这一班弟兄姊妹。
And when you refer to these Dutch speaking people, you're actually referring to Germans.
所以我们的这些弟兄姊妹基本上他们是讲德文的，所以他们的圣经也是德文的圣经。
Essentially, they spoke German and they read German Bible.
到今天他们还是这样。
Even until today.
而且呢，他们这个聚会为什么要搬凳子？你不可以随便坐你自己的凳子。
They are the same, and when they meet together, they bring chairs.
因为你自己的凳子有靠背，坐起来太舒服了，所以不可以的。
And the reason they bring special chairs to the meeting is because your own chair will have place for your back.
他们觉得我们聚会只能坐在板长的凳子上，没有靠背那个凳子上。
And so they only bring benches to the meeting.
所以呢，每一个你看年轻也好，他们一起聚起来是四个钟头聚会。
Young and old, they have nothing to lean on, and every time they meet for 4 hours.
就坐在那个又冷又硬的板凳，而没有靠背的那个板凳上坐四个钟头。
They will sit on these benches with nothing to lean back.
那么这个是，所以这是他们的习惯。
That is their custom.
而且他们绝对不用电的，他们说这个是世界的东西。
And they reject the use of electricity.
那么电话怎么办呢？可以有电话。
Now how about telephone?
但是电话的线不可以连到客厅里面来的。
You can have telephone, but
因为电话线连到客厅就表示跟世界连起来了。
But you can't have the telephone in the living room.
所以你可以在这个房子的外面有一个电话亭，可以，然后电话响，有人说响了，那就接电话，这个可以的。
And hence, you can have a telephone booth outside, but you can't have one in your home.
那么你说你不用电，那么现在你看到马车不是左转右转，不是也有一闪一闪的吗？
Okay.
你说不用电， so, 那么你就坐马车，你告诉后面的人，你左转或者右转，不是后面也给人家。
Well, how about the turn signal on these horse-drawn carriages?
他说电池是可以的，电线不可以。
Battery is okay.
你电池发电跟世界连不在一起。
Because battery is not connected to the world.
所以这个是可以的。
So that's permitted.
所以弟兄姊妹，你看有一半人不爱世界到这个地步，你看见吗？
So you see there's a group of people who love not the world to this degree.
这些人绝对是极端，那绝对走得太远太远了，是不是？
True, they are extreme.
而且他们绝对不让孩子上普通的学校的。
And they will not allow their children to go to public schools.
他们自己把小孩子从一年级一直到六年级。
They will educate their children from first grade to sixth grade.
六年级就不再上学了。
And then they will stop.
他们觉得你学的太多就完全被世界污染。
They feel that if you learn too much, you will be polluted by the world.
那弟兄姊妹，如果你到他们中间去看的话，
if you visit them,
你看见非常特别，他们什么衣服上也是不一样，什么地方都和别人不一样。
In every way, they were different.
那因为这个缘故，你看见吗？虽然有的人被开除了，或者有的人回到世界，没有多久他又回来了。
And some may have gone into the world, but after a while, they will go back.
以免如果他逃走，你知道是你们中间逃走的，因为你穿那个衣服嘛。
If any one of them escape, you can clearly identify them because of their dress.
那么第二呢？因为你在这个环境长大，所以你在这个别的环境根本不适应，最后你还是要回来的。
And secondly, because of the upbringing, they could never fit in anywhere else.
所以你看见为什么到今天 Amish 他们还是在哪里，还是在那继续下去
？And that's why even today they still maintain their tradition.
他们弟兄相爱的情实在非常叫人感动的。
And the way they love one another is truly touching.
那毫无问题，弟兄姊妹。
Without question.
你看这些人就是 Anabaptist 他们的后裔。
They were the descendants of the Anabaptists.
从这里我们就会看见说，他们绝对认为说，世界和教会不能连在一起。
They absolutely believe in the separation between church and the world.
什么时候教会和世界连在一起，教会就堕落。
Whenever the church is joined with the world, the church is fallen.
但是你如在这是 an Amish people.
Now that's among the Amish.
但 Mennonite 就不一样。
How about the Mennonites?
你看他们仍旧可以有汽车。
They can still have cars.
他们也送孩子们去大学。
They can still send their kids to universities.
所以就不是那么极端了。
So they are not as extreme.
但在这里给我们看见一个例子，起码我们今天能看见的例子。
But here we have an example.
你知道写希伯来书的人说，你们抵挡罪还没有到流血的地步。
Because you have not opposed sin to a point of bloodshed.
那这些弟兄姊妹曾经为主殉道。
However, here we have a group that once martyred for the blood.
真的是不要世界的，真的是不要世界的。
They truly did not love the world.
不过很可惜，他们把它变成一个形式了。
Unfortunately, they made that into a mode.
那结果他们认为是这样就叫做不爱世界。
And if you are in this mode, then you do not love the world.
但是如果根据圣经很清楚的。
But from the scripture,
我们是不可以爱这个世界。
It is clear that we should never love the world.
但世界不光只是一件衣服，不光只是一个房子，不是。
But the world is not the visible physical world.
世界呢，代表一个很重要的原则。
The world, the scripture.In the scripture, the world is a principle.
以色列人离开了埃及。
The Israelites, they came out from Egypt.
但是在旷野里面，埃及没有离开以色列。
But when they were in the wilderness, Egypt was still in them.
不要以为在埃及才是爱世界，在旷野仍旧可能爱世界。
It is still possible to love the world in the wilderness.
但是我们虽然如此，我们的弟兄们看不见。
Now, these group of brethren, they did not see.
但是有一件事他们看见了。
But one thing they did see.
他们的确走在我们的前面。
Indeed, they were ahead of us in this
area. 他们也付上了许多的代价。
And they were willing to pay the price.
没有他们，我们今天看不见。
Without them, we don't see this aspect.
感谢主弟兄，在历史上你看他们走过这条路。
And hence, we thank the Lord for them for walking through.
他们付了许多的代价。
And they paid much.
他们也受了许多的误会。
And they were misunderstood very much.
但是弟兄姊妹，
But brothers,
现在我们回过头去。
Today, as we look back,
我们就明白过来。
We can understand.
感谢主，在那一百年里面。
We thank the Lord that during that 100 years.
你看见一面神兴起新教徒来。
On the one hand, you have the reformers.
持守主给他们所看见。
And they held fast to what the Lord showed them.
但是他们所看见的是有一些盲点。
However, they had certain blind spots.
神要借着另外一帮人来开他们的眼睛。
And God would open their eyes through another group of people.
很可惜他们没有看见。
Unfortunately, still they did not see.
他们反而叫这帮弟兄们受苦。
And on the other hand, they actually persecuted this group
of brethren. Anabaptists 应该来帮助他们的。
The Anabaptists was supposed to help them.
结果他们反而不能得到帮助。
Unfortunately, they received no help from them.
叫这些帮助别人反而经过了最大的苦难。
And they caused these that will help them go through much suffering.
但是寻道的血永远是教会的种子。
The blood of the martyrs are always seed of the church.
什么种子就开什么样的花。
Whatever seed you sow,That's the kind of flower or plant that we will bring forth.
我们的弟兄们不是白白的牺牲，不是白白的流血。
Our brothers did not die in vain.
虽然他们有极端的地方。
Even though there are some extremes,
像今天的 Amish 一样。
Such as the Amish.
可是你知道今天世界怎么为他们做见证吗？
But how would the world testify about them?
全美国最好的农夫就是 Amish.
The best farmers in America are.Amish.
而且你看活得最长的是 Amish.
And the Amish lived the longest.
他没有电灯也没有电视很早就睡觉了所以活得很长。
Without electricity, without TV, they go to bed early, they live the longest.
弟兄姊妹你看见吗在这里所以你看连世界都要承认这些人很奇怪不错。
And even though you see that the world acknowledged that they are special.
他们为了良心绝对不肯拿枪不肯拿刀的。
For conscience sake, they will not take up guns or arms.
那现在你看见说，世界能够检验他们的确是为了良心的缘故。
And the world can testify that indeed they were true to their conscience.
在每一件事情上都顺服的。
In every aspect, they were obedient.
你看有的女儿她非要嫁给某一个人不可。
Some daughter, insisted on marrying.
我为了良心的缘故，我要嫁给他。
For conscience sake, I have to marry him.
其实呢，她什么地方都不听，她这个她平这个这个她平常就是个不听话的人。
In reality, she is rebellious.
所以有的时候她说为了良心的缘故，你知道她是什么意思。
But at times, conscience became an excuse.
但是如果有一个女儿真是在凡事上都是听话的。
However, if there is a daughter that truly obedient in every way.
现在你说你嫁给她吧。
And if you tell her, marry him.
她说为了良心我不能嫁给她。
She would say, for conscience sake, I can't do it.
因为她凡事顺服的缘故。
Because in every way she is obedient.
现在你知道这件事真，你要尊重她。
Now you know she is telling the truth, you have the honor.
所以弟兄姊妹，在这里给我们看，这些人是在凡事上顺服的。
So we see that among these people, they were obedient in every way.
她不是光在这些上顺服主，她在每件事上都顺服主。
In every way, they absolutely surrendered to the Lord.
你知道从前在大陆有一班弟兄姊妹脱离了宗派。
You know, there were a group of brothers in China who came out from the denomination.
他们说我们是脱离宗派的人，好像最了不起的人。
They felt that they were so good because they were free from the denomination.
你知道倪弟兄说了一句话很有意思。
You know what Brother Ni said that was interesting?
他说脱离宗派是在我们顺服神一千件事情里面的一件而已。
And they said coming out of the denominations is only one of a thousand things that we ought to
obey Christ. 有的人在顺服，在脱离宗派这件顺服主，在其他999件都不顺服的。
Many obey the Lord in this one area, but disobey the Lord in 999 other areas.
所以他离开宗派是和牧师大吵大闹出来的。
And the reason they come out from the denomination is because they couldn't get along with the pastors.
所以弟兄姊妹，现在我们明白，为了良心的缘故。
Now we understand what it means for conscience sake.
有人从巴比伦出来。
Some of them come out from Babylon.
有人觉得要照着山上的教训来做。
And some feel that they have to live by the Sermon on the Mount.
有的人觉得95分不够的。
Some felt that 95% was not enough.
善好常常是次好的敌人。
And
the best is always the enemy of the second best.
The best, okay.
所以因为这个缘故
And for this reason,
所以弟兄姊妹你看见他们要神最好的
they want the best. They wanted the best.
所以这个就是 Anabaptist 的故事
That was the story of the Anabaptist.
我想我们这一堂就说到这里
I think we should stop here for this
session. 我们晚上还要继续还没有说完
And we'll continue tonight.
我们低头一个简单的祷告
Let us bow our head and have a word of prayer.
主啊，我们把这些话恭敬地交在你的手里。
Lord, we commit these words into your hand.
谢谢你借这些话来提醒我们。
We thank you for reminding us with these words.
你在教会中所做的一切。
Thank you for what you have done in the church.
你不只用神的话开我们的眼睛。
Not only you open our eyes with your word.
你也用教会历史来开我们的眼睛。
You also open our eyes with church history.
当有人为主寻道了，我们才明白过来。
When blood was spilled, we come to understand.
主啊，为了这些故事，我们向你献上感谢。
Lord, we give you thanks for these stories.
叫我们能起来顺服你。
Help us to come and obey.
好像今天我们不需要付上这样的代价。
It is true today, as if we don't have to pay this kind of price.
好像我们就能这样的走在你的旨意上。
We can so freely walk in your will.
这是你恩待我们。
Lord, thank you for being gracious to us and having mercy on us.
叫我们没有借口，不能不顺服你。
So that we have no excuse not to obey you.
主啊，听我们的祷告。
Lord, hear our prayers.
靠主耶稣基督可爱的名。
In your lovely name we pray. Amen. Amen.